Okay. Well, today is Daf Nun Dalet. Or Nun Gimel Amud Beis, bottom line. Umar Papa. And today we'll learn for Fush Lim, for Shoshana Bas, Yabas, Rachel, Devorah. Umar of Papi. Boy Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. Rav Bibi Bar Abaya asked the following question. Veshet, the Veshet, Nikuvaso B'mashavu. As we all know, the Veshet, the Nekev, a hole in the Veshet is a mashu. The Veshet is the food pipe, right? That's the esophagus, correct? It's a mashu. Drusaso B'mashavu. So if it's clawed, also a mashu. What about Kone? What about the windpipe? The kubatso bika isner, we've already said that the shear for a trefa of the windpipe is an isser, the size of a coin. Drusaso bakama, what about drusa? Is it the same shear? Is it more? So batsa debai, after he asked that question, Hadar Pashta, he answered it, and he said, Echadev yechadev b'mashahu. It's both a mashahu. What's echadev yechadev? Whether it's the kana or the veshet, the drusa is a mashu. My time, why? Because the hiri mikla, kaliva azel, because the poison spreads. So even a mashu of poison, even though for a hole, a tear, it has to be the size of a bigger size of a coin, true, but for when it comes to a drusa, the size of a what do you call it, a mashu is enough, because the poison is spread. Okay, next. Yasif Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, commander of Nachman, the Yasavika Amar. Drusa Sha'amru, Tzricha Badika, when we said that if there's a drusa, check out the animal, right? Kineged B'nei Me'ayim. You have to check out the intestinal area, which is basically the whole stomach area, the whole inside of the animal, make sure nothing, try to see what happens. Or in the Lil Amar, Hello Kim, by God, Mori, my, right? My fearful God. Barav, Mori Mor Rav, I'm sorry. Elokim, by God. Mori Mor Rav. Rav ruled Mikapa Viad Atma. From the spoon to the thigh. Now, my kapa. What does it mean, the spoon? Ilema kapa dida the other, if it's the spoon of the hand, but that can't be. When I says hand, he means the foot. Hainu kineged b'nei me'ayim. That turns out to be the same area as the b'nei me'ayim. In other words, if it's from one foot to another foot, like this, here's the animal, one foot to another foot, it's check everything in between, well, that's all of an MAI. Well, the intestinal area, that's the same thing, it's redundant. Ella, rather, mikapa demucha ad amta. So what it means the spoon of the brain until the thigh. In other words, check the entire body, the entire animal. Okay, next. Kisalak Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, when Rav Chiya Bar Yosef went up Eretz Yisrael, right? Ashkechina l'Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish. He bumped into Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Asvi, that they were sitting around, Zika Amri, and they were saying, Drusha Sha'amru, we're talking about an animal that's Dorot, that's been slashed by a wild animal. Tzricha Badika Kineged B'nei Me'ayim. It requires Badika Kineged B'nei Me'ayim. Okay? So again, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, I'm sorry, Amalahu, Amalahu. So Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says, Halokim, my God, Mori Bar Rav, Rav ruled, Mikapa B'Aramta, Atma, right from the spoon to the thigh. Amalei Rish Lakish, Manu Rav, Umanu Rav. Who's Rav? Who's Rav? V'lo Yadanale. I don't know who Rav is. Okay? Amar B'Yochanan, you don't know who Rav is? Don't you know that Talmud? Shishimeshes Rebbe. He served Rebbe, Rabba, the great Rebbe, Reb Chia, and he served Reb Chia, Belokim, and by God. A lot of by God today. Kol Osen Shanim. All the years, Shishimesh Oso, Talmud be Yeshiva. When he was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, says Reb Yochanan, the first generation Amora. Ani Shamashti Ba'amida. I was such a young student that they wouldn't even let me sit down. I did everything standing up. Uman Gavar, who? What kind of guy is he? Gavar Bekula. He's a guy in everything. Says Rashi, two words. He's got it all. Torah, Uba Chassidus. Right? Oh, So the Atera Shol says, "Achiv Rish Lachish not know who Rabbi." So he says, "What?" Right. So he says, "Two pshatim. Either because on a focus Rashi and Tosfos, if Rab is his real name, Rashi said his real name was Rab. Tosfos said his real name was not Rab. Rab was a title. His real name was Abba." And Rav was a son. Rashi holds him. Rav was his real name. At the Prius, they named him Rav. Right. So the Teres Shol says, Rish Lakish did not know that Rav was a title. He knew Abba. He knew the Tzadik. He knew the Zadal Azor. But he didn't know that they called him Rav. He says, "Who is this Rav? Who is that? I don't know who it is." They told him, so Rav says, "You know who it is. It's Rav. You call him Abba. Then we call him Rav." Now, if you hold on, Rashi, Rish Lakish was upset about Rish Lakish knew who Rav is. So it was being loyal down. What he was saying was, "Well, you can't have to call him by his first name. He's like going to poke the fun. Who's Rav? Call somebody Rav? You don't behave that way." Yeah, we all kind of maybe thought, "Daka doesn't know who Rav is." We were reminded. Right? That's what the, I thought. Makes sense. The first one makes more sense. Right, it's the first day, right. Anyway, Miyad, right away, I'm sorry, we said that already. Miyad, Pasuk Rish Lakish, Ba'amar, Barum, oh, I know, Barum Zachar, also Ishla Tov, oh, I know him, she remembered for good. Sh'amru said, Shmu Mipiv, I heard it from his mouth. Shmuta, that if the animal is, if the Kana and the Veshet are removed from their spot, Shmuta, that's what Shmuta means, Bishchuta, and then he did a shkita, and I don't know if the shmuta happened before the shkita, in which case it's a trefa, or it happened after the shkita, in which case it's fine. So the answer is ksheva. It's fine. You know why? She'i efshar l'shmuta shete'ase shkuta. Because if you have a shmuta before shkita, the possible to have a normal shkita. Obviously, these body parts, the vesh and the kana, they must have become dislodged after the shechita. Before the shechita, it's not possible. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what are you talking about? Yavi v'yakin. Bring another specimen and do the same cut and examine, see if it looks the same. We had that before, right? They bring another lung, bring another one. Amar of Nachman, lo shanu. We didn't say this. Rav didn't say this din. That what? That shmutas kosher. Ella shall tafas b'simanim. That's only true if the shochet was not holding on to the simanim during the shechita. Aval tafas b'simanim, but if he was holding on to the simanim, the shachat, right? Then it's a treifa. Why? Efshar l'shmuta shadiyas l'shmuta. Then it is possible. Somehow you can maneuver it, and it is possible. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said, "Zeha klal." This is the rule. Whatever's on this list is a trefa, and whatever's not on this list is not a trefa. So the Gemara says, "Lasu yemai." What does that come to include? Zakal has the rule. You say that comes to include something. So lasu yeshev shmaita comes to include the other seven trefas that we mentioned over the past week. That's included on the list. Now we just have a little story here. Debe Yosef Rishpa in the house of Yosef of Rishpa means the hunter. Machu Begida Nishaya, they would somehow hit the Gid Hanasha, the Kakli, and they would kill the animal. Somehow they were able to figure out some weak spots there in the Gid Hanasha, and the animal was gone. Asa l'kaveder of Yehuda Bebeseira, and they came to Yehuda Bebeseira and said, "Look, we've got another trace. You can hit an animal, it'll die. What kind of animal is it? Not a viable animal." Amal lehu, l'chilahosef al trefas? You make more trefas? Yesh lecha, yesh ein lecha elamasha shamanu chachanim. We have what the Chacham has. So we have. Making them new ones. Or Papa Bar Abba Rishpa. I think it's the word Rab, whatever. This person, the hunter, Machu Bakulya, he was able to strike the liver, the kidney. The Kotli also, and they were, and the animal would die. So, also look at Major of Abba, Amalu. He told Rav Abba that, look at this. We're able to kill the animals. It's like it's not viable. Amaluvichi lahosef al trefas. You try to make more. Yesh Ein l'cha el mashar mano chacham. We only have what the chacham said. We don't have more than that. So we have. I have a kachatina de kamesa, but the Bible wants to die. Because it's not sure they're not viable. The answer is kvi. We have a tradition. The dari la tama chaya. If they would have some kind of medicine that you could administer the medicine if this wound happened, then it would live. It wasn't an instantaneous death. You smacked it over there by the ganache somewhere. If you give it certain medicine, it wouldn't die. Meaning it's not really a trefa. Okay. That ends the first Mishnah of the Perek. Next Mishnah. The Elu Sheiros Babahema. These are the things that are kosher by a behema. Now, the Bartanura points out in the Mishnah that this Mishnah is not necessary. Because whatever's not in the first Mishnah is okay. Well, these are the ones that are good. If the animal is strong and healthy, it's good. I don't need this Mishnah. So Bartanura says that you have that throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, not a special thing in Poland. Throughout Shas, the Mishnah will say certain things are this, certain things are this. But it's not necessary. It's a derech of the Mishnah. Maybe because they were able to remember it better. It's all about path. Sometimes you can remember the opposite. It's easy to remember the opposite. This is good, this is no good. This is good, this is no good. Right? This is no good, and this is yes good. That's what Rav says. That's why the Mishnah is here. Think about it. It makes sense. But think about it. It's really an extra word here. No point to this Mishnah, which is why the amount of Gemara on this Mishnah is going to be quite small. And the whole tomorrow is the whole tangent anyway. That ad the chlal, nothing to do with tchulin, right? The whole tangent. Why? Because we're not really saying anything new here in this Mishnah. Okay. Next. Beluk sheros de behema. These are the things that are kosher in an animal, not a trefa. What are they? Nikva hagageret. If the windpipe has a nekev, a hole, too small. Oh, or shenistika, or it has a rip. Ad kama techatzer. How much can it be ripped? Or should I bring a little omer? Ad kitzer haitalki. Size of a coin. Nifchitza hagogolet. If the brain has some kind of puncture, but below nikiv krum shel moach. But the membrane of the brain is not ripped. It doesn't have a problem. Or nikev halev. By the way, all these are things in the other Mishnah that were like here. Nikev halev. If the heart has a nekev. So in the Mishnah we said, the other Mishnah says has a nekev. Here it says v'lo lebeis chololo. It doesn't go all the way to the cavity. In the other Mishnah said if you have a nekev in the heart that goes all the way to the cavity, it's a trefa. And here if you have a nekev in the heart, it doesn't go to the cavity, it's not a trefa. Vishbura hashedra. If the spine broke. However, belong to this chud hashedra, but the chud hashedra, that spinal column, does not have a problem with it. If you have a broken bone in the spine, it's not a trefa. Nitla hakaved, if the liver is removed, v'nishtayer hamena kizayis, but at least the kizayis is still there. So kizayis size of the liver can still function. The animal's not a trefa. Hamasas ubeis hakosos, these are two of the four stomachs. If there's a nekev, the nekev goes one into the other. So therefore, it feels itself. So therefore, that's not a trefa. Nidl hatchol, if the spleen is removed. Nidl hakloyos, the kidneys are removed. Nidl lechi hatachton, if the lechi hatachton, the lower jaw is removed. Nidl ha'eim shelah, if the womb is removed, right? The charusa bidei shemayim, or it has some internal organs that are shriveled, but it happened bidei shemayim. You know, we're going to say later because of thunder, or because of lightning, or because of some natural phenomenon, as opposed to a human being did it. The Gemara is going to have something. What if another animal did it? An animal caused the cow to be shriveled. The lions frightened it. That'll be a question of the Gemara. Hagluda, gluda means if the animal was flayed. So it doesn't mean it was played. If it was played, it probably can't live. But it means that it had some kind of, Rashi says earlier, Rashi says, Shinitel Ora, you take off the skin, Oh, Mach Mashchin, either because it had some disease, so it walked off skin, Oh, Mach Mash Malacha, before because it was overworked. Blown a star, there's nothing left. So it's a, Rebbeir says that's a trade thing. Rebbeir says it's good. The Chacham in Posen. The Chacham say, no, that's really no good. I think the Gemara is going to have that Rebbeir changed his mind and agreed with the Chacham. Okay. Next, says the Gemara, Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Elu Trefos Dafka. From the previous mission that started off the Mesefta, Elu Trefos, says Rabbi Yochanan, that was Dafka. In other words, there's nothing else on the list. Dafka. Rishur Min Lakish Omar, Elu Ksheros Dafka. When our Mishnah says, these are the ones that are kosher, that's Dafka. Okay? So my comment is, what are they arguing about? What's going on here? The Gemara says, Bidur of Masna. They're arguing about the statement of Rav Masna. The Amr of Masna. Masna said, Hai Buka Da Atma, the ball of the thigh bone, the Shaf Miduchte, that got removed from its place, it got dislodged, that's a Trefa. Okay? Now, that's not an either mission. It's not an either mission. Well, in the first mission, it's not in this mission. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, Elu Trefos Dafka. That's in the previous mission. These are the Trefos. There are no more. Tana Trefos. It says, these are the Trefos, but then Tana Dafka. Then it says, and by the way, this is the rule, which means to include more things. What are we including? The Chazil of the Rav Masna. Let's think about Rav Masna's case. Right? The issue of the Dafka. It normally would fall under this general category. Right? My timer, why? Because the damya lunatule, it's compared to something removed. If the animal's missing a heart, it's a trefa. If it's missing a lung, it's a trefa. If it's missing, it's the ball's dislodged, also a trefa. Therefore, tanu elu trefa. That's why it says elu trefa. Hanihu de trefa. If it's on the list, it's a trefa. Hazir of Masna, ksheira. Or Masna's case, kosher. That's Rav Yochanan. Rishur ben Lakish Amar. Rishur ben Lakish says, Elu Ksheros Dafka. No. Our Mishnah says, Elu Ksheros Dafka. There's no other kosher animal. What does that mean exactly? What do you mean there's no other kosher animal? If the animal has no problems, it's kosher. But if an animal has a chipped tooth, it's the trefa. If it's not on this list, I don't think anyone will say that. I'm not sure what Rish Lakish means by this. Anyway, Tana Trefos. It says in the previous Mishnah, these are the trefos, but the list is not so airtight. That's not dafka. That's not so airtight. Betana Zaklal. And then it says Zaklal. So Chaziyah Durav Masna. Let's think about Rav Masna's case. The Lo Asi B'Zaklal. It should not be included in Zaklal. By time, why not? Because Lavna Nekuve, it's not a neck, it's not a hole. La Damya, it's not a hole. Lo Lepsuki Damya, it's not a tear. The little two of the Damya Damya. What do you mean it's removed? It's not removed. Remove meat doesn't exist. The animal doesn't have a kidney. The animal doesn't have a leg. It's not like that. What happened over here? It's not moved out of its spot. So that's not like anything else in the Mishnah. It's not like any other trefa. Because all the trefas in the Mishnah are one of three things. Either a hole, a tear, or it's not there. Tana Eluk Sheros. But then we come to this Mishnah. This Mishnah says, and these are the following things that are kosher. Hanahudik Sheros. Only these. Hadar of Masna, Trefa. But if it's Rav Masna's Kiddush, it would talk to be a Trefa. That's the Machlokas in Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now, Gufo, we learned about that Amar of Masna, Haibuka da Atma, this ball of the thigh bone, Shafi Dukhte, that moved from its place, Trefa, it's a Trefa. Rav Amar, Rav said Kshera, it's a Kshera. The Ifsek Nive, Trefa. But if the sinews are also removed, then it's taka trefa. The hilchasa and halacha is if suke nami ksheira. Now, even if the sinews are removed, also a ksheira, ah, if it's achla, it's achule. Unless it becomes, you know, like gangrenous, you know, like degenerated. It looks really terrible like that. That's a different story. Okay? Next. Ad kama tichaser. How much has to be missing? How much has to be missing? Right? How much has to be missing from what? So by the windpipe. So we said, a mashu does not trace it up. What trapes it up? If it's the hole the size of a coin, that's what trapes it up. And then a whole question is, if the circumference is a length. Okay. So, Amazi Iri, listen to this Gemara. Atun, you people, delo mischame luchon shiura, you never saw that coin. You never saw that coin. That's meant that Rabbi Gamliel mentioned Itzari Talki. You never saw that coin, you people. Vidinra, I'm sorry. Atun you, delo mischame luchon shiura, you never saw the shiur. Shiura vidinra kurdina. It's the same size as a dinar in kurdina. Just know it's the same thing. What's kordina? Rashi says, "Oso hayu makirim." That they knew. Umehare arara tu. It's from the hare arara. Okay. Now, when the words hare arara appear in Parshas Noah, what does the Targum call them? Targum calls them al ture. Ture is a mountain. The translation of the word har, al ture kardu, right? Which is very similar to the word kardina. It's almost the same word, right? What is that place? I always thought it was Armenia. That I always heard. How are in Armenia? What? He says over here that in the Iyayam says based on the Jews of Gonim that it's Kurdistan, right? What does Stan mean? Stan means the land of. Kurdistan, the land of the Kurds. Right? Kurdistan. Unbelievable how old that word is. Right? All the stands means the land of. Uzbekistan, the land of the Uzbeki people. Right? That's a standing. So the word stand, the fact that it's not part of the word, doesn't bother me. Right? Amazing, amazing, no? Okay. But whenever we find non-traper things, we say them very, very excitedly. Traper's not so exciting. Right? Anyway, and he tells them further, it's like a small little coin, the cheap coins, the pennies. You can find them in the cheap coins of Pupadita. In other words, a kind of coin, whatever size of a coin. Amar Rav Chana Pitzora, so Rav Chana Pitzora said, Rav Chana Pitzora, he was a money changer. So, Ila Mine Have, I was once sitting by my desk, Have Koi Bar Nachla, and Rabbi Yochanan walked in, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Nachla, right? Rabbi Yochanan was him himself or his father. Uboi Mine Dinra Kurdina Lashare Be Trefasa. He wanted to find one of those coins because he had a trefa shayla. Right? He wanted the coin to measure the trefa. So he came to me, but I didn't realize he was there. Someone says, I think the Vedas says he came from behind. He's walking, I'm sitting over here. Someone came from behind. He didn't know who it was. He didn't even know, he didn't even know anybody walked in. He didn't hear the guy. Uboy Lameka Mikame, I wanted, then I realized it was there, I wanted to get up. Below Shavkani, he wouldn't let me get up. He wouldn't let me get up. Amali, he said to me, shave Bini, shave. No, you don't get up. You stay seated. Ain't Bali Umnis, Rishai Lama, Lutte Tamachacham, Rishai Sha'os, Kibim Malachtham. You're not allowed to stand up for a Talmud Chacham when you're doing work. Your boss doesn't let you waste time like that. You have no head to get up to me. You don't have to stand up. Therefore, don't get up. But I have a question about the coin. The question is below. You can't stand up for a Talmud Chacham when you're at work. But not. We have a Mishnah in Bikurim. Call Bali Umnias. Every Bali Umnias. All the workers. Omdim. They would get up. Bipnehem. When the people bring in their bikurim, b'shol and b'shlomon, and they would ask them, how you doing? B'omrim lahem, and they would tell them, achenu, my brother, anchi makom plonu, we coming from such a place, you go to such a, b'orchem b'shalom, come in peace. Right? We're so happy to see you. So they stop working. What? Why? But why? Why? That's what the Ben Yehuda said. What? One minute. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnehem Omdim, says Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Mipnehem Omdim, for them you'll stand up. Mipnei Talmidei Chachamim, Eim Omdim. For a Talmud Chacham, you're not going to stand up. But then, yeah, but not for a Talmud Chacham. Amar of Yossi Bar Avin, Baru'u Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Look how great it is when someone does a mitzvah in their time. So right away, look at Rashi first. We'll go in chronological order. Rashi says, Kama Mitzvah Chaviva B'Shaita. What does Rashi say? Srichim Anu L'Chababa. We must give it Chaviva. We must show respect and love. Right? And the Bartanura says, that's why you stand up at a brit. That's why you stand up at a funeral. Right? Stand up. Why? Because the mitzvah being performed. One second. You're not osik in the brit. You're a bystander. You're working. Correct. What if you work? What if you're here and you're cleaning the shul and all of a sudden they walk in and they're having a brit right now? You have to stand up. Right? Now, the Ben Yehuda says, I know the Behuda says, this din of Chaviva Mitzvah Vishaita doesn't apply on ordinary mitzvah. It doesn't apply when you're davening. You daven three times a day. It doesn't apply when you put on tefillin. You put on tefillin every day. It doesn't apply when you're mitzvah. The pleasure mitzvah don't happen all the time. Like a Prismila, it doesn't happen every day. It happens every day somewhere in the world, right? Almost every day. But it doesn't happen to you every day. You have Prismila, it's a very unusual thing. It happens once in a while, right? That's what it applies to. First. It makes sense on some level, the Talmud of Gemara says, but it makes sense that this is spoken Bikurim. How often did it happen? It happened once a year, right? So why do you make that statement? Back to the Gemara, he made that statement because Sharei Reb Nehem owned him, but people doing mitzvahs who stand up. If they tell me the Chachamim ain't owned him. You don't stand up. So maybe that's the reason why not. Every day you have the rabbi come to the shul. Every day there's Talmud Chacham there. So every day you're gonna stop your work because someone walked in. That's not Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's not an unusual mitzvah. It's a very ordinary mitzvah. It's very ordinary. Mimai. So the Gemara says that's not a raya. Then that we can say what Maki said. Dilma. Maybe the reason why you stand up and you dance and you're so excited for these people. You don't want to give them this incentive not to come next time. Very difficult answer. Why would they not come next time? It's a mitzvah. Right? What? Right. So that's what the Ben Yehuda said. I slept all the way from the north. I came over here and no one even looked at me. I come back here. Right, they can be bothered. He says that people are going to think, what a worthless mitzvah this is. No one even looked at me. I have to bother myself. Embarrass myself. That's what it is. And he says, you boshi, it's a busha. Embarrass myself. I thought I'm doing a good thing. They don't even pay attention. They don't even look at me. They don't even get up. They don't even look up to see who I am. Nothing they do. Right? So who needs that? They're not going to come next time. Right? So, at my son's mitzvah, he said over, the part from Rav Shech, unbelievable part, that was my son's speech. Bikurim is different than every other mitzvah, because Bikurim, you're not celebrating the mitzvah, you are celebrating the mitzvah, of course, the mitzvah to bring Bikurim, but what are you bringing? You're bringing the first fruits. What you're celebrating is the potential. Look what this can become. The minute you have the first one, you run through Shalai. Who are you running? Nothing. Right? The potential. Look at the potential of a mitzvah. Look at the potential of a person. That's what you really dance. That's what they're dancing about. That's why they're so excited. That's why they make whole big parties, all these missions in Bikur. Beautiful Mishnayot. What they used to do when people came to give Bikur. Why? You know, they don't do that when someone gets an aliyah. You don't do that when someone puts on tefillin. You don't do that when someone buys a mezuzah. You don't party when someone buys a mezuzah. You don't dance in the streets when someone has a mezuzah. Why? Because it's about the potential. Okay, it's another layer of interpretation. Beautiful part. Okay. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, makes the following statement. So, what do we say? The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, how big is the hole in order to become a nekev by the windpipe? How big does the hole have to be? Said Rabbi Gamliel, Ad Shehei Gadol Hanekev Kisra Talki. until it's as big as it is today. Right? What do you mean by that? What if it's exactly the size of an Itzari Talis? What about that? Is that also a Trefa or not yet? So Amar of Nachman, Kisela, if it's exactly the size of a Sela, Kiyeser mi Kisela. It's as if it's more. Kiyeser? What? What? It, meaning it's no good, it's a Trefa. Kiyeser, if the shear is ever an Itzer, Kiyeser, and you have a coin exactly, you have a hole exactly the size of an Itzer, it's Kiyeser mi Kiyeser. It's as if it's more. In other words, that same size is the same. Alma, I'm sorry, look at Rashi, the first wide line of lines of white. Gabi Masnitam. The Mishnah says, it's not Ad Kama Tichaser. Right? How much has to be missing? The name of Dakati Kshera, and it's still kosher. How much has to be missing where it's still kosher? If it's a mashu, it's kosher. What if it's the size of two mashu? It's also kosher. What if it's 100? So, at what point does it change over? The Hagabi Elu Ksheros Kaimina. Because we're talking about kashrus here, right? The Katani Ad Kama Kshera. Up until this point, it's still kosher. The Chisaron Ad Ki Itzer. Up until an Itzer. The Kimit the Havik Isser, Hareu Kehetzer. Right? Up until the size of an Isser, it's good. Mi Ki Isser, once it's the size of an Isser, Trefa, it's ready a Trefa. Right? That's who made that statement? From that. Says the Gemara, Alma, what do you see from here? That Kasava of Nachman, Rav Nachman holds, Ad Veload Vichlau. That is counter, I would never have thought that. Ad Veload. When I say up until a certain size, Ad Nisr, it's Load Vichlau. Why? Once it hits that, it's trade. No good. So look at Rashi. Alma Kasavar, Pa Diktani Masnitan Ad Kisr Kshera. When the Mishnah said, up to an Itzer is kosher, Lav Ad Ba'ad Bichlal Ka'amar. He didn't mean to say Ad Ba'ad Bichlal, Ela Ad Ba'lo Ad Bichlal. Right? Ba'ad Bichlal. Here's what Rabbi Nachman said. Ad Kisr Kshera. Up to an Itzer is kosher. Ba'lo Ad Bichlal Ka'amar, not including the size of an Itzer. Aval Kisr Ad Smo Trefa. If it's an Itzer itself, it's a trefa. The al karchach ad the masnit and akashrus koi, because I just said in the previous Rashi, and by the way, it's a redundant thing to say. The Mishnah is talking about elahin kashrus, the first words in the Mishnah, right? Says Rashi, b'hachi kamar ad kama tichaser, how much has to be missing the name of akatik sherihi, and I'll still say it's kosher. Bikatani, what's the answer? Ad keiser, up to an iser. The atrefus koi, the difference when we're talking about trefus, doesn't make any sense. Well, shayach lebisti ad kizik. Well, how big of a trefus? Doesn't make any sense. Ella kama tichaser b'tei trefa. How much is missing to make a trefa? And the answer would be kizik, like the size of an iser. So the word ad doesn't make any sense by trefa, which is why it wasn't in the mission by the trefa. Here it is. So since Rav Nachman said that the iser is trefa, obviously ad the law of the father. Right? Ad the law of the father. H.J. Rava Lerav Nachman, Rava asked from Nachman the following question. Chevel hayotzi min amita. Now, you have a chevel, a rope, that extends off a bed. Now, a bed is a kli. A piece of rope is not a kli. However, when you attach it to the bed, it becomes a kli. But you have, after you attach the rope, you made the rope tight, put the mattress on top, these through the old days, an extra rope. So now, what's with that extra rope? That extra rope is not a cleat. Why? You can't do anything with it. Because you do that extra rope. So, it's sticking out of the bed. Exactly. So, chevel hayotzei min amita. Here you have the rope sticking out of the bed. Ad chamisha tvachim, tar. If it's less than five tvachim, it's tar. Why? It's not a cleat. You can't do anything with it. It's a small five tvachim rope. You can't do anything with that. Now, it says ad chamisha tvachim. My love, doesn't that mean chamisha kilamata? So what if it's exactly five? It's as if it's less than five. Right? Which means ad bechlal. The Gemara says, no, lo, chamisha kilomayla. Five is like a more than five. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, tashma. But the next part of that price says, mihei bi'ad asara, if it's between five and ten tvachim, tame. Now it's tame. My love, doesn't that mean asara kilomata? So ten, but ten is the din of less than ten. The Gemara says, lo, asara kilomayla. No, less than ten, if it's exactly ten, it's as if it's more than 10. So Rav Nachman's consistent. These questions were not a problem on Rav Nachman at all. Tomorrow we keep on going with Adrad Bechlal. And at the end of the Amud, we're going to go back to Trachis. Okay? Everyone have a good day and a very good Shabbos. Also. Yeah. 6 p.m. afternoon is not tomorrow. Yeah.